When Robin Gibb died yesterday, it had been nearly a half century since he and his brothers, the Bee Gees, put out their first single. Robin, along with Barry and Morris Gibb, went on to dominate the airwaves during the late 1970s, and their songs defined the disco era. With their distinct vocal harmonies, the Bee Gees had a musical run of success that included dozens of hit songs. Robin Gibb had cancer. He was 62. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this remembrance.
The Bee Gees might be forever linked to the 1970s, the era of polyester outfits and blow-dried hair, thanks to the songs they wrote and performed for the movie Saturday Night Fever. But disco didn't make the Bee Gees, hardly. Their vocal harmonies and songwriting skills were popular a decade earlier. This is Robin and Barry Gibb, his older brother, singing lead vocals on one of their early hits.
In the event of something happening to me, there is something I would like you all to see.
Robin, Morris, and Barry Gibb were born on the Isle of Man. Later, the family moved to Australia. Their father was a dance band leader. Growing up, the Gibb brothers were big fans of Close Harmony by the Mills Brothers and the Everly Brothers. When they were big stars, the Bee Gees would occasionally perform Lollipop, one of their favorites when they were kids.
Lollipop, lollipop, lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, lolly, 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 lolly.
Robin Gibb came across as the more serious of the three Bee Gees. He himself said he was the shyest. And many of the songs on which he sings lead have a melancholy tone.
I'm going back to Massachusetts. Something's telling me I must go home.
Over the decades, the Bee Gees had many ups and downs, personally and professionally. In 1969, they broke up. Robin Gibb said their sibling squabbles were exacerbated by their individual ambitions.
That was a period where we had tremendous egos for success, where we just stopped talking to each other. We had people saying that you're responsible for the success of the group and he's successful. So we all had our own sort of court.
During the split, Robin Gibb recorded a solo album, but eventually he and his brothers realized they were better together than apart. Yes, they were. The Bee Gees' music and Saturday Night Fever came to define the late 1970s, and it's among the best-selling soundtracks of all time. In a documentary about the Bee Gees, the longtime producer of The Beatles, Sir George Martin, said the Gibb brothers were adept songwriters.
I think there's an affinity between the Bee Gees and the Beatles, particularly with their early material, in the linking of very good hooks, very good melodies, which stick in the mind. And that, in itself, is an extraordinarily difficult thing to do.
The Gibb family suffered a number of personal tragedies. The Bee Gees' younger brother, Andy Gibb, died when he was just 30 years old, and Robin's twin, Morris, passed away in 2003. Before Robin Gibb died, he continued to work with family. He and his son wrote the Titanic Requiem. It premiered with the Royal Philharmonic.
If your heart is breaking, I'm yours. Don't cry alone.
Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.